This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. These days, anyone with an iPhone considers himself a photographer. But a new show up at the Getty reminds us of the transcendent beauty of the good old days of silver gelatin prints. Art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is here to tell us about it. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So the artist is Minor White, and while he was famous decades ago, his fame has dwindled.
That's right. The last retrospective of his work was in 1989. And Paul Martineau, curator of the Getty, has brought together this work and more, an extraordinary selection of the most beautiful prints. You know, I spend all my time looking at these new inkjet prints that are produced digitally, and that is just the way the world is going. But I had forgotten how really uplifting it can be to see a beautifully printed work of photography, and these are beautiful works.
He was part of the Stieglitz era. He was exhibited.
He was late to that, actually. He kind of discovered the possibilities of photography when he was working for the Oregon Art Project, even though he came from Minneapolis. But after the war, he was in New York City, and he chanced to meet upon Alfred Stieglitz, the great photographer and dealer, just shortly before Stieglitz died. And Stieglitz's equivalents, which were photographs of clouds, corresponding to what he considered to be his emotional states, really became a model for the way White would work for the rest of his life. But he had lots of supporters. You know, Ansel Adams helped him get his first job at the California School of Fine Arts up in San Francisco. Then he went to work at the George Eastman House as a curator, and he actually co-founded this incredibly influential photography journal called Aperture. Mm-hmm. And he became a devoted and talented teacher and is really, really shaped in many ways the vision of an entire generation of photographers.
You say that this show at the Getty is an unexpected marvel. Tell us more.
Well, a lot of teachers or people who get caught up in that can lose their muse. They can lose their spark. And in fact, White just seemed to become more and more involved with his Buddhist beliefs and his Christian mystic beliefs, his spiritual leanings, which come out in his photographs. He said the photographs were a mirror of himself, but he also meant them as a mirror of his spiritual state. And then another revelation in this show is that White was a closeted homosexual. And in this exhibition, there are photographs of his nude lover, Tom Murphy, and in the book accompanying the show, which is extraordinarily well produced, there are all these nude photographs of his lover, and they're printed for the first time. So we really see for the first time how White appreciated the male nude body.
Now, there is another show up at the Getty that we have just a few days left to see.
Well, and I wanted to say, the name of that series is The Temptation of St. Anthony as Mirrors. In addition, at the Getty, there's another Temptation of St. Anthony by James Ensor, the Belgian symbolist painter who's kind of very chaotic and wonderful painting. It's with a huge painting that I think everyone loves when they go to the Getty. Christ's Entry into Brussels in 1889. And that painting was painted when the artist was only 28 years old in 1888. Mm-hmm. And this exhibition really exposes all of what he went through to develop as he did to produce that enormous masterpiece.
Two shows Hunter calls a bomb for the end of summer blues, The Scandalous Art of James Ensor up through September 9th, and Minor White, Manifestations of the Spirit through October 19th. To see some photos and to read Hunter's text, as always, please visit our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.